issue. There are a lot of more details, but it's not a shiur in Pesach Halacha, it's just a shiur in Gemara. As far as the Gemara is concerned, we did enough. So the Gemara, maybe on some other occasion, we'll talk about more details. Very negel halacha. So the Gemara quoted Rav Huna's member, about 20 lines from the bottom, 15 lines from the bottom of Ein Beis on the base. Amar Rav Huna Kotna, right, if Nitin Latzila Ben Afshar, even though the Kotna is a Labardas, and it's not shaykh to give him Hasra, nonetheless, Kosova, right, if any Tzorach Hasra, Loshna Gol, Loshna Kotn, it doesn't. Details, but it's not a shiur in Pesach Halacha, it's just a shiur in Gemara. As far as the Gemara is concerned, we did enough. So the Gemara, maybe on some other occasion, we'll talk about more details. Very negel halacha. So the Gemara quoted Rav Huna's member, about 20 lines from the bottom, 15 lines from the bottom of Ein Beis on the base. Amar Rav Huna Kotna, right, if Nitin Latzila Ben Afshar. Even though the Kotna is a Labardas, and it's not shaykh to give him Hasra, nonetheless, Kosova, right, if any Tzorach Hasra, Loshna Gol, Loshna Kotn, it doesn't make a difference. Then the Gemara says, five, six lines from the bottom of the Daf, Toshma, what do you mean, Rav Huna Zok, that you don't need Hasra? Is it the Ferish of Raisa that says you do need Hasra? Right, if Shai, right, if Achach, Leon, the Hargoy, Amaloi, so you have to give him Hasra before you have a right to kill him. But hey, look what you're doing. She Yisrael who, Ben Brisu. Look, you're going to kill a Yid. V'atarama shetatam v'orim 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 v'yishotach. Amam yedei anishu kein. Patam v'noz kein anu yoyse chayit. So you see, not only that you need Hasra, you need kibul all of Hasra. Yedei anishu kein is not enough. That we had earlier. That in order to be, let's say someone is avir avir izar, mechal shabbos, bo'ale shisish, any avera, for which you get misa, it's not only necessary to have Asra, you have to have Yater Atzma Lamisa. He has to be masking, he has to say, I'm an Oskein Ani Yosa. I don't care. It's not enough if he says, I know. He says, I'm masking, give me the Yonish Misa. So here it says that not only do you need Hasra by a Reuter in order to be allowed to kill him, you even need Yater Atzma Lamisa. That's legambri in contradiction to Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, you don't need Asra. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the Pshat is, let's see the koi betray yivra, the nar, the lamotzi atzule. Not talking about a shy love roidif. Not that it's roidif after the other one, and I can save the nirdaf by killing the roidif, but I only have a right to kill the roidif and save the nirdaf if I gave my asura. No, Rav Huna is 100% right. A roidif doesn't need asura. You have a right to kill him without any asura. That Gemara goes, he killed him already. The Reidev succeeded in killing the Nirdaf, and now the Meduber is whether we can give him an Einish Mises Bezen Mitam Ratzeach. So Mitam Ratzeach is a regular Chavi Mises Bezen. So you have to have Asra, everybody agrees, you have to have Asra. And you have to have Yater Atzim Lemis. That's the Gemara's Mark. Oh, the Gemara has a different Chiyashan. So the Maskana, like Lalocha Lemaisa, like Rav Huna said, that you don't need Asra for a Reidev, and therefore even a Kotna Reidev is also Chavi Mises. So on this little Brisa, it's an innocent little brisa. But the brisa says, the way the Gemara interprets the brisa, it's not talking about a case of a roidef. Whether you have a right to kill a roidef or not in order to save the nirdaf. We're talking, the roidef already did his job, he became a ratzeach. Not stam a roidef, he was already the ratzeach. The shaila is, do we have a right, lachar ha-maisa, to kill the ratzeach for the ritzicha that he did? So yes, you have a right to, provided there was hasra, and provided there was yater atzma lamisa. So the Brice, he gives the example of the Hasra. We warn him, hey, pay attention, Yisrael hu, u ben brisu. What do you mean? Yisrael hu means that if you kill a Nochri, you're not Chai Misa. It's an Aveira to kill a Nochri, but you're not Chai Misa. So we warn him, look here, Heberman, he's a Yisrael, you're gonna kill him, you're going to be Chai Misa. And then we tell him, u ben brisu. What do you mean he has a bris nila? What do you mean? Ben brisu. Isn't it the exact same thing? Yisrael hu, ben brisu, the same thing. So that's what Tosfos comments on that. Yisrael hu ben brisu, so Taisi says, Yisrael hu means below kusi, means an akum. We want him as a Yisrael, but horikas akum is not chayiv misa, but horikas also is chayiv misa. Hu ben brisu is nachazach, means below mumalavid is kachovim. The word ben bris is a separate thing. If the fellow is a mumalavid is zareh, So then the Gemara says, "I'm a seches avid zara." That it's moridin v'loy malid. So how can you say that if you want him, don't try to kill the person because he's a Jew, he's a Yid. Yeah, but if he's a mumal avid zara, so what does it matter that he's a Yid? A mumal avid zara is moridin v'loy malid. There's no mitzvah to save his life. So what do the Gemara think of the Havamina? That it's a mitzvah to save his life. Adarab, but we do grammar tzicha on him. So how can it be that we want him, don't try to chepel with the person? So it must be that he's not a mumala with his own. So Taisa says the Loshen in the Braisa, Yisrael hu ben brisu, means two different things. Yisrael v'lo akum, he's not a nochri. Hu ben bris means, not only is he Yisrael, he's not a mumala with his kechom. If he's a mumala with his kechom, then he's not called a ben bris. It's an interesting Loshen. A mumala with his own is not called a ben bris. There's a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch, big machlekes in Achreinim. I don't know if the Rishonim discuss it. I know Achreinim have long, Stechemi quotes Maroch, Amul Maroch, he quotes about 30 Achreinim say one way, 30 Achreinim say another way, it gives you all the marmor claims from Achreinim. What's the din? Once in a while you have a strange case like this, a couple is married, and then the marriage falls apart, and the husband goes and he converts to another religion. It's a mumalav edizar. And the wife wants a get. Why we assume is that you still need a get. There was such an opinion that you don't even need a get. And a mumar is dina ga'akum mumar la v'nizor, it becomes a nochri. There's no tvisis kiddushim between a nochri and the Israelis, even though at the time that he married him, he was loyhemer dos. At the time that he married, he was a yid, he was religious. But since later on, it becomes a mumar, it's like a shtar. So you can't maintain an issues between a nochri and the Israelis. We don't accept that opinion. We hold that a mumar la v'nizor dina ga'akum is only a chumar, not a kula. I'm not going to say Lakula that his wife is Mutaris Lehinasi Lashuk without a get. Yeah. But there was such an opinion in the garden. So the Shaila is, let's say the marriage falls apart and the wife wants a get, and the husband and the wife are so far apart they don't even want to face each other. Or they live in different parts of the world, different countries. So can the husband send the shliach to deliver the get to his wife? So the Gemara says, yeah, you can always send the get like the shliach. The Shaila is, there's no shliach as la'akum. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, "Atem gam atem le'rabbis gam." The pasuk "Atem gam atem" says by Hafrashas Truma. It says, "Gam atem, kain terima gam atem is Truma Hashem." That you can be mafresh Truma and Isus yourself, or gam le'rabbis is a shliach. If the farmer is meman a shliach, he points a mashgiach to be mafresh Truma and Isus. Mashgiach can also do the Hafrash, even though the mashgiach doesn't own the tzvuah. And on the Torah Maldova Shein Shaloi, if the Torah Maldova Shein Shaloi is not Chal, but if the Balabos appoints me Shliach, then Shluch HaShlovim Kedmaisis is considered like the farmer himself, like the Balabos himself was Mafresh the Trumas and Maisis. So the Gemara says in Bav Metzia that since the din of Shlichas is learned after the word Gam, came to Rima Gam Atem, and Atem means you, and Gam is L'Rabbis is a Shlich, and the two are written next to each other, so that constitutes a Hekish. So there's a hekish between the shliach and the mashaleach. So ma'atem b'nei bris. The Chumash is talking to the Yiddish farmer. There's no mitzvah on the nochri. If there's a nochri who has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, it's not from the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nech that he has to be mafresh trumas ma'aseh. He's permitted to eat devil. He doesn't have this mitzvah of afreshes trumas ma'aseh. So just like atem is referring to a yid, a ben bris, so to gam, the rabbis is a shliach is hukish to atem. Atem gam atem, the rabbis is a shliach. That a Yid cannot appoint a Nochri as a Shaliach. And Hu Adinami learned that from the same passage, that a Nochri cannot appoint a Yid as a Shaliach. Shal, can a Nochri appoint a Nochri as a Shaliach? That's a question. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach has this discussion. When you sell the chometz to the Nochri, so what if the Nochri is busy man, he doesn't have a chance to come. So he appoints a Shaliach. The Nochri sends a Shliach, that he should. So if he sends a Yid as a Shliach to buy the Chometz on behalf of the Nochri, Teignish, because the Yid cannot serve as a Shliach for a Nochri, that din is given. But if the Nochri sends another Nochri as a Shliach to sell to him, what do you have to sell to the original? No, this Nochri doesn't want to get involved. He's only prepared to serve as the Shliach for the other Nochri. So can a Nochri appoint another Nochri as a Shliach? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuvas Masas Binyamin, that a Nochri for a Nochri can be a Shliach. Magen Avraham says he doesn't know where he got that from. He thinks that it's no good. The Magen Avraham time is the din about them gam atem, matem, and ebris, avshlechachem, and ebris means that the halacha of Shlichas does not apply to Nochri. It only applies if both the Shaliach and the Mishaliach are both Israelim. If either one is a Nochri or both are Nochri, the whole thing doesn't apply. Masis bin Yamin, apparently he doesn't hold like that. He holds that the din is, that's what Yosef Engel explains, that the din is the shluchu shalom to Moisei only applies when there's a hishtabus, when there's a connection between, a similarity between the shliach and the mishaleach. So if one is a yidin, one is a nachri, so there's no connection, they're too dissimilar, so how can he serve as a shliach for the other? But if the beid yidin, a beid nachri, is all good, it's a grave shirach. He's a nachri, he's a nachri, he's a yidin, he's a yidin, that's good, so then you say the shliach. But if one is eaten, one is an offering, then you don't, then there's no shlip. Okay. So the Lashon HaGemara, there was, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Af Shluchachem B'nei Bris. So we usually say, Pshat is, B'nei Bris means a Yidin Ishken Nachri. A Nachri doesn't have the din of Shlichus, however you understand it, whether like the Mogen Avraham or like the Masis B'nyan. So the Achrayim have a whole discussion. The Tosis pointed out over here, Posh Pshat in the words of this Tosefta, this Braisa, that Yisrael means to the exclusion of a Nochri, and the word Ben Bris means to the exclusion of a Yisrael who's Hamer Dosai, who converted to Mumal Abadizar, converted to another religion. So perhaps one should suggest, it's not an echot, perhaps one should suggest, that since the Lashon of the Drasha in the Gemara Batziah was, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Avshalachachem B'nei Bris, maybe means to say, that the shaliach and the mshaliach have to be yidden who are not mumim lavedizara. If one of them is a mumim lavedizara, he's not a ben bris, even though he's a yid, but he's not a ben bris. And mele, he cannot serve as a shliach, and he cannot have a shliach, he cannot have a Yisrael function as a shliach on his behalf. So there's a long list of achrenim who hold like that. Big machlokes achrenim. If the husband and the wife want to get divorced, and the husband became a mumim lavedizara, converted to another religion, can he appoint a yid as a shliach to give the get on his behalf? Maybe you should say that a mumal avodizar is not a ben bris, like Taisa said, and in the literal lashon of the drasha of the Gemara Bavli say it was ma'ata ben abris av shlachachem ben abris. This is a big machlokes in achrayim. Is that really what it means in the Gemara? Just means no, the mutei akum, a nachri. But if it's a yid, it was dina kenachri. Yeah, what is the chas still a yid? That the aim is not nishka, the aim is not gilra. It's a different is. The Shach writes over there, the Shach writes in that simon in Yoredeya that, let's say, Shnius La'arayis. Shnius La'arayis is only the Rabbanon. Shlomo HaMelech was going on the Shnei. You're not allowed to marry your grandmother. When a Torah is Mutter, someone has such a desire, and it's a Nisa de Rabbanon. So the Shach says if it's only a Nisa de Rabbanon, so you don't say Yehore Vayav. So Rabbi Kideger asked the Kasha on the Shach, on the bottom of the page in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, why does the Shach have to go so vite to say that if the Easter be is only the Rabbanon, you don't say Yehoreg Vayaver, even if it would have been an Easter deraisa. But there's no Kores. So Rabbi Mizrahi writes in the Tshuva, HaKoyim Begrusha, Yisrael B'mamzeres, and Easter deraisa, but if there's no Kores, so there's no Yehoreg Vayaver. So Shnius La'arayis, for sure there's no Kores, it's further away from Yehoreg Vayavar. So this is a pshita. What is the Shach only write on the Rabbanon? There's no Yehoreg Vayavar. Even on the rice is also sometimes no Yehoreg Vayavar. If it's not Gilead rice. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has in the Igros Moshe a shtikl Torah on that Rebbe Kileger's kasha. So he says it's not a kasha. He says if you look in the Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Yisuri Biyo, so the Rambam writes in descending order all of the prohibitions of Yisuri Biyo. So first he writes Krisis Mises Bezi. Then he writes Shnius La'arayis. Then he writes Chavi Lavan. Why does he write Shnius La'arayis before Chavi Lavan? First write Issa Deraisa with Krisis Mises Bez, and then Chavi Lavan Deraisa, then the Rabban. He says, no. You see, the Rambam holds that Shnius La'arayis are arayis with the Rabbanon. Chavi Lavan is not arayis. Even with the Rabban. Chavi Lavan is an Issa Deraisa, but it's not arayis at all. Shnius La'arayis, in a certain sense, is more chomor. On the level of the Rabbanon, it's called the Nerva, the grandmother. All the other relatives are arayis from the Rabbanon. So that's what the Shach had to write. He says, what Rabbi Kileger wrote from Rabbi Mizrahi, that there's no Yehoreg Vayavar Chavi Lavan. The Shach knows that. That's not a secret. That's not Gilead arayis. That's Chavi Lavan. Shach wrote, even in the area of arayis, if it's only the Rabbanon, like Shnius La'arayis, it's only an Erva from the Rabbanon. But I would have thought, itself kol self, it is an Erva, so the Shach says, no, whatever is only the Rabbanon, he quotes the Klal from the Rishonim, you don't say Yehoreg Vayavar. But if it's only Chavi Lavan, for sure there's no Yehoreg Vayavar. It's the Klal, it's not called that right.
But the
Maisim
and Gemara, which is the Gemara, when someone wanted to talk to an Eish Tzish,
right.
So the Rambam brings that out, okay, even if it's
Even a Pluya, yeah.
Even a Pluya, because
now the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can it be? Bishleim, if it's an Eshesish, now we understand. But if she's a Pnuya, so what's the problem? So the Gemara says that it was a Hirah Shah, the Migdal Musa, Shlai Yehub, and I saw Prutz and Barais. So yeah, it shouldn't do a half cave. That's too Gemara. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. So the Gemara quotes Psukim to show that all the Dinim are so. And the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi has a difficulty on the Pasuk, by Maimon Har Sinai. So only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to go up in Har Sinai. No one else was allowed to go. They're not allowed to go. Aaron was not allowed to go. No one else was allowed to go. So the pasuk says, "By Yochan Moshe be Yeshua Mishorsom, by Yal Moshe Lahar whoever came." Where did Yeshua ben Nun come in over here? So Rashi has great difficulty. "By Yotaitem Ativ Shol Yeshua Khan." How does Yeshua ben Nun fit in over here? What's doing over here? He says that he was a Talmud, he was ordered by Rabbi, he didn't want to lose up, so he always went to Baglait Moshe Rabbeinu. But he wasn't allowed to go anywhere there. He was so aduk to Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't leave him alone. So even though there was going to reach a point where Yeshua ben Nun wouldn't be allowed to go further on Har Sinai, but as far as he could go, he insisted on going. So that's the famous Medrash. The Medrash says that when the Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint a successor, he told him he was going to die, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, you have to appoint someone. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of students. Then Yeshua ben Nun, according to the Medrash, was not the sharpest of all of them. The Medrash veik takashe v'halo Elazar memulach m'mena hoya. Elazar was sharper than Yeshua ben Nun, because when they had the shaila by the Melchemes Midyan, so Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't kas and he forgot the halachas. So Elazar told over the Dinim about kashing the trade for Kalim and so on. Elazar was very sharp. Yeshua ben Nun, we don't find, was as sharp as Elazar. So why didn't the Rabban Shalom appoint Elazar to take over after Moshe Rabbeinu passes away? So the Medrash says, no, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, no, it's a Teina Yerchal Piriya, that because Yeshua ben Nun was Mesada de Safsalam in the Beis HaMedrash, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Shir, so that's why he was Zoyche, Layomish Metechel, that's why he was Zoyche. So what does it mean? He was the superintendent, he was the janitor. So when the Rosh Hashiva passes away, you appoint the janitor to take up. What kind of a lotion is that? That doesn't mean that. It means Gadol Shemusha, Yosef Ben Yehuda. What does it mean Gadol Shemusha? He gives a cup of tea? No. If the fellow gives a cup of tea to the Rebbe because he wants to be as close as possible to the Rebbe, whenever possible. The Shamash Talmid Chacham doesn't only mean, that's a chelik of Shemash Talmid Chacham, to be Mishamsh to drive the Rebbe to the airport and so on. But the Ikar Shemash means always to be close to the Rebbe. If he just listens to the Shir, and then he goes away to the Beis Medrash, and that's all. He got all there is to get from the Rebbe, but it doesn't much choice the Beinah from the Rebbe. So that's felt in the Liman out there. Here, Yom Shulman, you're in a shtickle nutnik over here. He doesn't let him go on his own. He follows him when he's not allowed to go. And Rashi says, I don't know what's going on over here. So that's what the Netziv says. The Netziv thinks that he didn't do it on his own. The Netziv writes on that pasuk, Lohoya Moshe oisem hidaitem loy al pi Hashem. But the Kavanah Miyuchadis must be that there was a Tzivah Hashem. What was the Tzivah Hashem? Because the Rebbe Shalom wanted Yeshua to be the Rosh HaMekabim Torah Shebal Peh, the Kabbal Mo'or HaTorah Mineged Or HaTorah Shebichzav Shnita Ramoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was Kipnei Chama, Yeshua was going to be Kipnei Levona. He outshined all the other Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the others were sharper in mental capabilities. But he was more Meshamash Moshe Rabbeinu, so in order that it should be designated already from day number one, from Kodesh Matan Torah, that Yeshua ben Nun is going to be the Memalei Makom, so the Rebbe Shalom, that's what the Netziv understands. The Rebbe Shalom gehasen that Yeshua ben Nun should go with him. That's what the Rav once pointed out, that the Rambam in the Hagdomet, the Mishnah Torah, writes over the whole Seder HaMasar, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai, and then he says, Moshe Rabbeinu taught the whole Torah to all the Shivim as it came, and all of Klal Yisrael had this student, and that student, Pinchas and Elazar, and Yeshua, the outstanding students, and then he gave the Masoros of the Torah to Yeshua. But he just said he had other students also. He had other sharp students. He said apparently Yeshua ben Nun was not more capable intellectual. He was closer to Moshe Rabbeinu. He did the Shimusha Shel Torah, Gadol Shimusha, Yosef Limura. So the Netziv claims that it must have been Alpi Adibur, or perhaps from the Mashmos of Rashi, you get the impression he didn't think it was Alpi Adibur, that Yeshua ben Nun did on his own. He wanted to be as close to Moshe Rabbeinu as possible.
And that's why the Medrash says he was zecher later to be the Iker Mekabalat Torah, the Moshe of the Torah to the next generation.
Something,
I mean, isn't that the best solution? The Pasuk tells you that's the best solution. Shaddis, do you have a right to kill a Raidiv if you're not going to save the Nerid? I should have spoken. There's a Rashbon Baba Kama. Rab Chaim Moshe points out that Rashbon Baba Kama says, yeah, the Raidiv is Chayv Nisa, even if you're not going to save the Nerid. And that Mishnah.
Wait, is it Gabriel?
Yeah. He's Chayv Nisa, period. Nidan Latzila Menashe is one thing, and then there's another void, the right if it's Chayv Misa. Even if by killing him he won't really save the Nidan. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. That's my brother-in-law, you're welcome. Okay.
Horakum yakapera bam yachki dir vel shiba pa yer kol khamato anunayo shia melatya nenu vyom kar enu